Daf Samaches Omid Beis, the Tapir Omid Vehekter Chalovov. We had in the Mishnah, Hekter Chalovov is Doicha Shabbos by the Korban Pesach. Being Makter Chalovim, even though really you can do it at night, the Haktovah takes place at night, but you're allowed to do it in the daytime also. Why could you do it in the daytime? Tanya Omid Reb Shimon, Boyu Re'ei Kamer Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Geba Kuk, V'Chaviv Dos Is, Tzaton a Mitzvah B'Shaita. You can do it Motzei Shabbos. Chaviva b'shaita. Tzitondos at the time when it's supposed to be. Meaning, bizman of the akrova, it's chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Sherehek techalovim vevorim p'dorim k'sherim kol ha'layla. Really, Dak Tovas aim when it's kosher all night. Ve'in mam tinele matche techshach. But we do not wait until she techshach. We do it already on Shabbos. Now, is this the same din as Rizim Magdimin Lemitzvah or not? Zrizim Akdimim Mitzvahs, we know the Algemene Din, Vayashkam Avon Baboyka. Hekta Chalovim, did we say it's because of Chavivim Mitzvah B'Shaita? The Gemara don't use a different Lashon. So some want to say that it's all the same. Chavivim Mitzvah B'Shaita, Shuyim Mitzvah Loi Mashinin, Zrizim Akdimim Mitzvahs. But the Be'etzim, there are Achronim Dan HaMechalik, that is the difference between Chavivim Mitzvah B'Shaita and Zrizim Akdimim. Zrizim Akdimim is a din in the Zman. To be Makdim the Zman. That means, if you have a question when to do the Bris, you do it earlier. Now, obviously, if there's a reason to do it later, then that doesn't take away from the din's reason. Masheing chaviv mitzvah b'shaita is a din to mekayim the mitzvah. Even where there's a mokum of isser involved, like over here, there's an isser of Shabbos, but since chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, it overrides the isser, it's doicha the Shabbos. And obviously, it's a chelik of daktora. You have to say that the chelik daktora, I mean, it's a chelik of daktrova. It's not the pshat stam, it's something that's negated to the achila. Tzli is not doicha Shabbos. It's a chelik of the hakrova, so maybe the haktora is also doicha Shabbos. But the din of chaviv mitzvah b'shaita is a din. You can be magdir here. It's a din mitzad the chefter. It's mitzad the gavra. The gavra, the mensch, has to the din of zrizim magdim and the mitzvahs. Here it's a din mitzad the chefter the mitzvah. The chefter the mitzvah is a din of chaviv mitzvah b'shaita to do it today. Zog the gemara hakavtoi v'hava osoi. That means to carry the shepsula and to be bring it mechutz tchum. So we had in the Mishnah Machlok Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Eliezer said that everything is Doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds Machshir Mitzvah Doicha Shabbos. But Rabbi Shua said, Tanakama says no. Hakavtoi ba'avos imchutz etrum v'chatiches yabaltoi is not Doicha Shabbos. Cutting off the yabelas is not Doicha Shabbos. And Rashi says, even if it's only Yeshvus, even if you do it with your fingernail or you do it with your mouth, not with a kli, Shvus is not Doicha Shabbos, even though it's only Yeshvus. Why? Because Yochel Lekayim, you could have done it beforehand. Zog di Gemara, Ureminu, steht am Mishnah in Erevin. As follows. In Erevin Kuf Gimel. Choytchin Yabeles b'Mikdosh. Avaloi b'Medina. It says that you choytchin Yabeles in the Mikdosh. You're allowed to cut off a wart in the base of Mikdosh. This is talking about a mum that's over. You have to take it off. Avaloi b'Medina. But you can't do it not in the Mikdosh.
And the reason why it's us is because you're being goizes. You're being goizes the yabelis. In the mikdash, the reason why it's mutter is because they were not goizes shvus in the mikdash. The medina, avar it's us and is a shvus. Zog the mission over there, ve'im bekli, and if you want to cut it off with the kli, then kan ve'kan osa. Then it's osa even in the mikdash. But our component, what do we see clearly? That if you want to cut off a yabelis, not bekli, if you want to do it beyad, it's mutter in the mikdash. And that's not like Tanakam in our Mishnah that says that it's also to take off a yabelis even if it's a shvus. That means even biyad, even without a kli. Our Mishnah clearly says that a shvus they goes in the mikdash. Why? Because efshel lasa is a me'etmoil, and the Mishnah in Erevin says clearly the problem is only bekli. Mashenka biyad it's muta. Now you can't say, Rashi's going to say, you can't say that the Mishnah over there is going according to Eliezer, because according to Eliezer it's muti even bekli. And over there it says clearly, bekli kamekan osa. Rabbi Eliezer stam holds in machshir mitzvah doicha Shabbos even bekli, but that's clearly not over there in the Mishnah. That can't be the Tana in the Mishnah over there, because over there it says bekli, it's kamekan osa. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Here we see clearly not like Tana Kama, the Mishnah in Erevin. Enter the Gemara two terutzim. Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yosef b'Chanino. Chad omar idi v'idi biyad, meaning both Mishnahis are talking about when you're taking it off biyad. The difference is hobelacha hobiyavesha, meaning when it's a lacha, so then even though it's only an ised rabbonon, and really a shvus legozu b'mikdos, so it should be mutter, but being that it's yochal asoysei me'erev, since you could have done it before Shabbos, so Mele did not allow it even in a mikdosh, even a shvus legozu b'mikdosh, but by a lacha. They didn't allow you to do it because efshel lasoysei mi'ba'oy joim. Mashenke ba'yevesho, it's takamuta. and that's tak over there. Over there is talking about a yevesha. So melech muta taka. Mashenken over here is talking about a lacha. Now, if it's talking about a yevesha, why is it also a kli? That's goofy going to be the svar of the other man Omar. But the pasha, this man Omar holds that the reason why it's also a kli because that's a derech how you usually take it off. V'chad Omar, the second teretz is idi bidi melacha. Both mishnayos are talking about lacha. V'loy kasha. Meaning over here in our sugya, we're going now, our Mishnah Tanakama asked because it's Bekli. Meaning Dafke because it's Bekli. And it's Gantz and Malocha. And if it won't be Bekli, then we're talking about Mutter. And that's Taka the Sugya Ne'evin. The Sugya Ne'evin is going with Yad, and with Yad it's Mutter, like all Shvusin, they were Mat in the Mikdosh. So Mela, these are the two terutzim, how to learn the two Mishnayos. Do we say that Le'oilam B'Yad is Taka Osir, even in Tanakama, and that's only by Lacha, but by Yevesh it's Takamuta? Or do we say no? Biyad is always Mut in Tanakama, even by Lacha. Now the difference is, if it's Bekli, only then is it also going to the Tanakama. Frag the Gemara, the Mandoma, how Biyad or Bekli? The Mandoma that says that the difference between the two Mishnayos is if Biyad or Kli, my time alone, my idi vidi biyad, why don't you answer like the other Teretz, that both are talking about biyad, v'loikasha, v'lacha, v'yevesha, and the friendship between lach and yevesha? So, g'demora, omaloch, yevesha mifrach pricha. Meaning, by yevesha, it doesn't make sense that it would be also bekli. Like Teresa says over here on the top, mifrach pricha, hilkachu de erwin lekeluk be biyevesha. You can't set it on biyevesha. Doc Tony Safet says over there, v'in bekli, kamekan also. By yevesha, it wouldn't make sense that it's also bekli. Kevin the Mifra afilu bekli namishaya. If it's Mifra prich, if it falls apart on its own, then it won't be also be yevesha even bekli. So mele it's shver to zet sein that it's kam belacha kam be yevesha. Because by yevesha wouldn't make sense why bekli it's also. By yevesha it's bechlal not a melacha of chituch bechlal. It's not goizis bechlal. So it won't be negei bechlal even bekli. So that's why he doesn't want to say that teretz. Ulamandom idivi de biyad. The mandom that says idivi de biyad and the difference is velikasho belacha be yevesha. So my time lo omai idivi de belech belacha. Why do you say taka both belacha velikasho biyad or bekli? Why do you taka say ho biyad or bekli? Let that be the difference that it's idivi de belacha. So gemara omaloch. If that's the case, so then kli hakatani osam. You don't need our mishnah by us in Pesachim to tell me kli that it's also bekli. Hakatani osam. It says behedi over there in bekli kandekan osa. It says over there that bekli it's also. So why do you need our mishnah to tell me this? So Rashi hakatani osam be'erim in the osa. V'lomili lemahadil mistame hocha bePesachim. Why do you need to tell us this mishnah over here by us that bekli it's taka osa? Now zok d'gmar ve'idoch. What's the other man to omar that says that our Mishnah is talking about Bekli? L'chari, we know it already from there. So Gemara, v'idach ha'de ketoni Bekli ha'cha. The reason why it says Kli ha'cha, the reason why it's mentioned over here by us Bekli, is plukte the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, Salashminon. It's coming to tell us the Chiddush that Rabbi Eliezer allows the Abelas even Bekli to be taken off. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that Machshir and Mitzvah are doichen even if you do a Bekli. Even the rices he holds are mutter. So Mela, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. The Chiddush is tell us that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's mutter even Bekli. Now, la halacha, the Rambam brings that in the Mikdosh, you're allowed to cut a Yabeles lacha biyad, but not bekli. And the Yevesha is muti even bekli. The Rambam clearly, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Korban Pesach, says the Yevesha is muti even bekli. In the Medina, when it's not in the Mikdosh, so then it's taka also bein belacha, bein Yevesha, bein biyad, bein bekli. And that's what we paskin in Simon Shin Mem. Zogt Gemara weiter, Omega Beliezer, Uma im Shchita. The Mishnah said, that Beliezer said, a starker rai from Shchita. Madach Shchita, where we allowed a Issa deraisa of Netilas Hashama. So Kol Shekhen, you're going to allow a Shvus, the Rabbonon. On that, Rabbi Shua said back, no, I'll show you when it comes to Yontif, we allow Oichal Nefesh, we allow an Issa deraisa, but we ask the Rabbonon, we ask to bring something Chutz Etchum. So Mela, how could you say that it's just because you allow a deraisa, for sure you allow a Rabbonon? On that, Rabbi Eliezer says back, what are you comparing Yontif? Yontif is not a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? There's no mitzvah by Yontif. By Pesach, we're discussing mitzvah. So with the Raisa, we're discussing it's mutter, even the mitzvah, even the Rabbon and the Shvus. If it's mutter, the Raisa, Koshkin, the Rabbon and the Shvus. By Yontif, you're telling me it's mutter. That Oichel Nefesh is a Tzorich Hedya. That's time for an Achila. So what do you want over there that a Shvus should be mutter? Over there, what we matter the Raisa is Bechlal not for a mitzvah. Zogt die Gemara, that's exactly the Yisrael Machloik is it taka a mitzvah or not on Yontif? Zogt die Gemara, Reb Shua l'shitosoi, that holds that the Oichal Nefesh is gufa a mitzvah of Yontif. The Omar Simchas Yontif Nami Mitzvahi.
So Beliezer Taka holds it's Taman Achilas Hedyot, but Rabbi Shua holds it's an Achilas Mitzvah. And once it's a Mitzvah, we see that Netilas Neshama is Taka Mutar Echol Nefesh, but the Shvus of Stam Tchumen is also on Yontif. So we see such a precedent that a Netilas Neshama, the Deraisa is Mutar, but the Shvus is also.
Now this din of Simchas Yontif is Midin Oynik. Oynik is possibly his man Gromadika din that Noshem HaPotter. Simchas Yontif, it's Korban Shlomo Dechayvin, but Oynik might be his man Groma.
Al-Kaponim Gemara says that according to Rabbi Shua, Simchas Yontif is a Mitzvah. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Oymer, Ein lo la adam yontif ala oicho v'shoise o yoyshe v'shoine. Rabbi Eliezer says on Yontif, either you eat the whole day or you learn the whole day. And Davin, you be in shul. Rabbi Shua Oymer, chelkeyu, chetzi la'achila v'shtia v'chetzi l'beis ha-medrash. So there's a question in the Poiskim, the Bach, and the Prima Godim, does it mean chetzi chetzi mamish? Or does it mean any amount of the day? Does the mamish have to split the day, 12-hour day, 6 hours learning or davening and 6 hours eating, feasting? That's the question, if it means chetzi chetzi. But according to Rabbi Yeshua Lishitotzoi, on enjoying and eating on Yontif is taka mitzvah. So mele, it's taka very gishmak. He says we see that oichel nefesh is a mitzvah, and we see it's doicha. So kol shken, so we see akoponim, even though mitzvah is doicha, a shvus is also. The first man d'omer, it's either or. Either you learn the whole day, and learn means learning or shul, or you eat the whole day and feast. No. Learning means what? Well, the other side? The other side? No. Yeah. The other side, you don't. Exactly. We don't pass like that, by the way. We pass like a Beshua. Zog di Gemara. We'll see soon from the Psukim. Zog di Gemara. Va'om Rabbi Yechinu Nishteya Mikre Echa Dorshu. This is all Gedash in the Posuk. Not Stam. It's not a Svara. It's a Posuk. Kosev Echa Dorim Atzeres Hashem Alekecha. That means it's Hashem Alekecha. It's for you. This psuk is steer, it's a psukim. So it's either or. The Torah is telling us, pick. Rabbi Shua Sovar, chelkeyu, chetzi l'Hashem, v'chetzi l'Hashem. You take to have a choice. It's chetzi and chetzi. Now we mentioned this din of Simchas Yontif is a din in Oynik Yontif. That's the din of Simchas is a din in Oynik Yontif. The question is, that is man gromadika din or not? There's a whole question about Kivega and Tshuvas, the first Tshuva. He says, a woman forgets Yalav Yovei on Yontif. Is she mechuyev to bench again or not? So he says, Vibalt on Yontif, there's a din of the din of Oynig. The din of Oynig is a mitzvah, Esesh is a man groma, so they potter. On Pesach, they mechuyev to eat matzah. So they have to bench again. On Shabbos, they have to have a suda. But on Yontif, the din Oynig is something that's man groma, so Mela, even though the Chayvin Simcha, but not Chayvin Oynig, so Mela, they are going to be potter, and they don't have to bench again. Zog di Gemara, Omer Rabbi Loza, Hakom Oydim Batzeres, Vinen Ami Lochem. Everyone agrees in Atzeres, on Shavuos, you need Lochem, even Rabbi Eliezer. My time of Yom Shinit Nubeteiruhu. And Rashi explains, what's the mile of Yom Shinit Nubeteiruhu? Zog di Rashi, Yom Shinit Nubeteiruhu, Vinen Ami Lochem, Shisang Rabbi Yomachal of Mishra, Laharois, to show, Shenoyach Umekubel Yom Zel Yisrael, Shinit Nubeteiruhu. This is a very happy day. How do I show that I'm overjoyed that I'm a Yid, that we have oil Torah? By eating and feasting. So Mele Hakom Binon, the Moed Binon Ami Lochem. Zog de Gemara, others want to say, the Levi Leo, the Fakert, the philosophers hold that, or the Goyim, right, the Galochim, you're not supposed to enjoy and eat, right? Supposed to be Polish. We Fakert, the Torah shows you Mekadosh, you Mekadosh the Gashmias. We eat and we feast, but it's all Mekadosh the Gashmias. So Mele the Faket, Hakob Moidim Divino Nami Lochem, because Yom Shinit no Torah, that's good for the Torah fathers. What do you say? What? No, every day. But we're just saying Yom Shinit no Torah. The Torah, the side of Torah, is Taka, you have to have Lochem. Because Torah fathers, that whatever you do is all for the Torah, even the eating. Zog di Gemara, Omar Rabbe, Hakom Moidim B'Shabbos, Dibin Nami Lochem. Shabbos Tafan Oichel Lochem. My time because Shabbos Einig. So Einig, so you have to have a feast, a meal. Omar Rabbi Yezim, Hakom Moidim B'Purim, Dibin Nami Lochem. My time Yimei Mishtav V'Simcha Ksiv. It says black and white. It says Yimei Mishtav V'Simcha. Now the Levush actually says, the Mishabura brings in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, why is it that on Chanukah there's no Chiyuv Achila, only Marbe Besudas, but there's no Chiyuv Mishnah, and Purim there is? He says, because on Purim, they wanted to destroy our Guf.
They wanted to kill us. They didn't want to convert us. They wanted to kill us. So the fact that our goof is alive, we have to eat to show that we are hoided to the Eibishter on the etzem goof. Mashenge Chanukah, they wanted to destroy us only in das. So in Mela, there's lahalal. But if they would have converted, chas v'shalom, then it would have been a gzera. So it's a lahoides lahalal on that. So Mela, there's no din of achila v'shtiya.
Others say that the Purim is a chelik of the Pesum and Nisa. The Etzem Mishnah is a chelik of the Pesum and Nisa. Zog the Gemara, Yimei Mishnah v'simcha k'sibah, Ma'abred Ravina, Kula shata ava yosa b'taniso. The whole year he sat b'tainis. That means he fasted even on Shabbos. Levar mi atzalto puraya, except for Shavuos and Purim, umayla yom t'kipur on every yom kippur, is a chiyuv to eat. Atzeres yom shinu b'teira, puraya yimei Mishnah v'simcha, So there's a chiyuv to eat. So that means he fasted on Shabbos, except for Erev Yom Kippur, except for Purim, and except for Atzeres. How do you fast on Shabbos? So the Baal HaMor says, because since this is like Tanis Chaloyim, if you have a Tanis Chaloyim, you fast even on Shabbos. You have to have a Tanis of Taniso. But why do you fast on Shabbos? Because someone who has a bad dream, so Pshat is his oinik is to fast. Zok the Baal HaMor, that's my oinig. My oinig Shabbos is to fast because of the chaloim, to get rid of it. So Mela, same thing over here. Since Nafshe Choshka Batera, so Mela, he wasn't oisik in Achil and Shti on Shabbos because of his Azal love he had for Teira. That was his oinig Shabbos.
No, on Shabbos he fasted.
He fasted the whole year.
I mean, he had to eat. In the daytime he fasted in 98. Obviously, he didn't fast 362 days a year.
Now, Tosfos in the bottom, Hakomaydim be'atzeres bin lami lochem. He says that avada it's a svar, it's not a posik. Otherwise, Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't argue and call it a rishus.
Now, this whole din of misana kilo misana chiva siri, it's a machlokes in the poskim, is the vart that you're eating in order to have strength on Yom Kippur, or you're eating because Yom Kippur really it's a yontif, but you can't eat on yontif, so we eat the day before on chi. Now, if Kamina would be someone who doesn't fast, someone who's a chayla sheyesh b'sakon, there's not a lot of fast. Does he have a din to eat on chi? Or pshat is no. It's not negated to me. I don't need the koyach. Or pshat is no. It's a yontif be'etzim. It's a yontif for me too. It's Yom Kippur. I might have to eat, but I don't wear leather shoes. I'm a noig Yom Kippur. I come to shul. So melu then you have the din of achila. The question is, if Noshim Achayev, if Kivega has the tshuva, if Noshim is Mistapik, if Noshim Achayev in the Achil of Chi, do we say Chi is totally an Asiri, if you miss Anu, then you eat, or it's a Zman Gromedik Adin? Zman Gromedik, Noshim Apotah, from the din of Achil on Chi. Zog the Gemara Rav Yosef, the famous Gemara Rav Yosef, Behemet Atzah, Toma Avdili Igla Tilsa. Make me an Igla Tilsa. Igla Tilsa, Rashi says, the third born for the mother, which is the best, first pregnancy, is not just a good cow. Mashenka, the third one is a good calf. So Avdili Igla Tilsa. Others say it means that it's a third of its, Rashi and Ervin says, a third of its years elapsed. Not the later, the third of its years. So, Adli Igla Tilsa, Oma Eloi Hayoima, if not for Shavuos, the Koi Gorim, Kami Yosvika Beshuka. If not for Shavuos, I would have been just Joe. The only reason I'm Rabbi Yosef because of the Torah. So, Adli Igla Tilsa. Zok the Gemara of Sheish is called Tlasin Yoim Mahadle Tamuda. Every 30 days he chazed all his learning. Vitoli Vikoi be able to dosh and he stood by the doorpost. Voma Chadoin Avshoi. My nefesh is so happy. Chadoin Avshoi. Lokroi Loktenoi. I learned for me. And I learned Mishnais for me. How can you learn for yourself? Your learning is holding up the world. What do you mean you learn for yourself? You're learning to hold up the world. And for the Gemara. Very important, you saw it. In the beginning, a person does that die to the nafsha. There's a peladik of Gemara. The Gemara is mashma, that mikor adai to the nafsha, that even Rav Sheshes is dit shaloy l'shmo, mikor adai to the nafsha. How could you say about Rav Sheshes, mikor adai to the nafsha? Bishleima os hoi peloy, you can say adai to the nafsha. Rav Sheshes adai to the nafsha, he did it for himself. So there's a moedik of pshat based on the goin ader selio. The goin says that Torah avoid the gemilas chasodim shlosh dvarim ha'olam oimed. So he says Torah avoid we know is ben on lachaveiroi. I'm sorry, avoid it ben on lamokim gemilas chasodim ben on lachaveiroi. Torah he says ben odom lenafshoi. Torah is ben odom lenafshoi, and he says kahid rav sheshes. That means he learns up.
He says the same thing. Avodizor gil raish shvichas dom. Avodizor gil chamuris. Avodizor is ben odom la mokim. Shvichas domim is ben on la chaveroi. Gil raish ben on la atzmoi. You mashpul your nefesh. He brings a pasuk in Mishle. So he says when a person learns stories, meroimim is nefesh. So when the Gemara says mikora adayt in nafsha, it doesn't mean mikora. I started off at Daita Nafsha. Mikorin Rabbein Chanan says Behedya. Mikorin means the ikar, the main purpose of learning is not to hold up the world. That's secondary. The main purpose of Torah is to be meroimim yourself. It's meroimim the person. Mikorin Adaita Nafsha. A whole new title, Mikorin Adaita Nafsha. Rabbein Chanan says Behedya. Ikar ki ovid inish Nafsha ovid. Not Mikorin meaning originally. The ikar of Torah is to be meroimim the mensch alein. And that's very geschmack, the two mices. The first mice in the Gemara of Iglat Tilsa is, Rashi says, Ilav hayoyim ekami yosifika b'shuka, lomaditi Torah v'nisroim mamti. Meaning I was nisroimim in the Torah. It elevated me. The second mice is, we should shvuas, these two mices go together. But they have a connection. It's not Stam Rav Sheshes was Mechazes Talmudoi. The Gemara is saying another nekuda in the nisroim mamti. The ikon nekud of the Torah is chadoi nafshoi that the miikora daita the nafshe ka'ovid. It's mimeroim in the purse. Like in the first ma'aseh, the Gemara says Rashi says nisroim mamti. So the second ma'aseh gufa is that the Torah is meroim in the person. It elevates the person. It's ben odom la'atzmoi. The ikon of the Torah is ben odom la'atzmoi more than chukas shemayim v'aretz samti.